Hi, this is episode 3 of the iKnowledge podcast. Hi there, and thank you for joining me on episode 3 of the iKnowledge podcast. So let's get straight to it. So there's a few apps we're going to be reviewing today. First off is Motorsport Manager. Now this is a racing game for iOS. It's available on your iPhone. I'm not 100% sure if it is available on the iPad at the moment. And what Motorsport Manager is essentially a racing game where you control the racers, you control the you control everything about the team, really. You control the car, the races, how much people get paid, how to drive the car on the track. It's a very interesting and in-depth game. It is 79p on the App Store at the moment, and it is a fantastic sort of, almost like a football manager of racing games. It's really quite a good game. A few perks about the graphics, which are absolutely incredible. I mean, this is obviously sort of a 1 or 2 person development, and the graphics are absolutely amazing. The gameplay is a little bit sort of repetitive. It's not the type of 5-minute game you can pick up and be like, right, I'm going to play this while I'm waiting for my friend to get ready, or I'm going to wait this while I'm sitting in the car. This is a game you've got to sort of put 5-10 minutes aside for. It's a great game if you're on the train, for example, but it's not so much a great game if you are sort of nipping the toilet and you're going to play something while you're on the toilet. It's not the type of game for that, but it is still definitely a really good game. If you've got a little bit of time to sit down and play, really recommend Motorsport Manager, made by Christian West. Next up is a game that is one of my absolute all-time favourites. It's a game I talk a lot about on my website. It's a definite favourite of mine. I've been playing it for maybe a year, maybe just over 2 years maybe. I don't know if that sounds right, but I've been playing it for a very long time. And it's called Hipster CEO. Now, it is one of the best games on the App Store. If you're the type of person who likes strategy, who likes a bit of, you know, you think of yourself as a bit of a sort of Bill Gates, this new Steve Jobs, as you were, you think you could make it in the world of startup, this is definitely a great app to download. So what you do is you start off by picking your product and your market, and then it's on you. You have a very small, very, very short amount of time to launch the product, get some money coming in, and then you're hiring staff, and you're trying to beat competitors. You're doing all these sort of little things to keep your business going. It is a completely free-form game. So if you don't want to invest and you don't want to have investors sort of muscling on your business, you don't have to get them. You can just try and push your way through without getting investors' money. If you want to stay at your parents' garage and try and run your business from there, you can do that. I mean, it limits the amount of staff you can have, but you can do that. Now, the reason I mentioned Hipster CEO, even though it is quite an old game, is because there is an update coming out, or a second version. Hipster CEO 2, and as described in the game as the greatest sequel since Windows XP Service Pack 2, looks absolutely fantastic. I mean, I have not sat with anticipation for any game or anything as much as I went for Hipster CEO 2. I follow the developer on Twitter. I've posted about this game so many times. I want Hipster CEO to come out now. I want Hipster CEO to be a real thing that we can play now. The release date is soon, which, to be honest, couldn't come soon enough. But I'd really recommend getting hold of Hipster CEO 1, made by Get You Creations, as soon as possible. And the App Store at the moment, it's set back by 79p, which, for what it is brilliant. And then get used to the game, play it a bit, and wait for Hipster CEO 2. And in case the creator, Jerry, gets to listen to this, let me play Hipster CEO 2 now. I would actually give anything to play Hipster CEO 2 now. Please, let me have it. And my final article, or final mention of today, goes out to a podcasting app. Now, I imagine that everyone who's listening to this is listening to it on some kind of podcast app, either that or online. Can you do that? Can you listen to things online? Anyway, my favourite podcast app. Now, I know the marketplace is full at the moment. There is, I think it's Overcast or Instacast. I think it used to be called Insta. Well, there's Overcast, there's Downcast, there's Pocket Casts, there's the default Apple podcast app. And my preference of all these has got to be Pocket Casts. I have used this, I've bought all three, so I actually own Downcast, Overcast, and Pocket Casts. And the reason I went for Pocket Casts is simply the UI. It is incredible. You go onto the main screen where you're sort of looking at the podcast you've downloaded, and you've got a beautiful sort of album art, almost like an iTunes album art, of all the different podcasts that you subscribe to and download from, which is brilliant. Making playlists is really simple. You can decide playlists by what type of show it is, or if it's downloaded, or if it's downloading, or if it's not been played. And I would really side with Pocket Casts. Like I said, I've used it for a long time now, probably about 6 months, and I've never been able to fault it. I tried Downcast, and the reason I came away from Downcast was, well, simply because you couldn't see the artwork that you were trying to download. So the best way to describe this is you would have to scroll down a big list, and you'd scroll and scroll and you'd scroll back up. And it was nice, but it seemed like the type of thing you'd expect to see on iOS 6, not on a sort of a brand new iOS 8 device. And Overcast is brilliant, but it just doesn't... the app is free, Overcast is free, so that's great. That's a really good thing about Overcast. The problem with it is you have to purchase the ability to download things over the air and create playlists and do almost everything. So you can download this podcast app, but you have to pay for all the features. And I paid for it, but that put me off straight away, and I always went back to Pocket Cast. Also, they've got a really, really brilliant social media presence. I made a post about those guys about maybe a month ago now, 2 months ago, and they got back to me and said thank you and gave me some advice on how to use the app. Really, if you're going to get a podcast app, go for Pocket Casts. And that's it for today's episode. So thank you for listening to our very short episode today. Next week, I want to try and get a special guest on to interview. So watch this space and we will see who we get hold of. And I just want to say, if you have any questions, comments or concerns, you can get me at iKnowledgePodcast@gmail.com. That's iKnowledgePodcast@gmail.com. My website is iKnowledge.me, and you can catch me on Twitter at @Mataro89.